I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools, for a district update. Plenty of things are going on, including some teacher and student recognition, facility upgrades, and more. Here's Carrie Meyer.
Well, the Ishpeming School District honors two teachers for their contributions to academic achievement and personal growth of the students in our district. This year, we are proud to recognize Ms. Penny Barney and Ms. Sarah Ryan as the 2021 Teachers of the Year. Mrs. Barney is a guidance counselor, and Mrs. Ryan is a special education teacher. So I'd like to personally congratulate both of them on their achievements this year.
Absolutely. Congratulations to the Teachers of the Year. Also, you're moving forward in the semester here into the second semester, and you're looking at also some of the students in particular that are doing well. What's the word there?
Yes, as we complete first semester, we usually identify the top five seniors. They usually are awarded an award by Grow and Lead Community of Youth and Development. So this year, we have three students all graduating with 4.0. They are Levi Drew, Peter Ruthier, and Isaac Cooper. Our fourth in the class is Jack Wanneman. And number five is Brandon O'Brien. So congratulations to these top five seniors on their outstanding academic achievements.
It is always good when you have a chance to recognize the students and the teachers and everything with academic achievement. It's a good update with things going on at the Ishpeming Schools. Carrie Meyer, superintendent, on the line with us here today. You've also got some facility upgrades, things like that, that you're getting the word out about. It has to do with some new areas in middle school, high school building. What is the latest with that facility update?
Last summer, we were able to create a new workout facility due to various donations of the community. Our coaches had gone out and solicited funds to create the new space, and we are extremely appreciative of our community supporters. But most recently, we're now purchasing all new cardio equipment for our cardio fitness center. We'll have three new treadmills, two ellipticals, two rowers, two bikes, and one stepper. And this was all made possible due to a generous donation by Judy Langlos Anderson, class of 62, who is married to Mr. Gary Anderson, class of 63. So the Ishpeming Public School District board, staff, students are also extremely appreciative of the continued support of Mr. and Mrs. Anderson.
Now, of course, Carrie, it is continuing on with the pandemic and the challenges that it brings, but face-to-face learning in the district, it's been going on to some extent. You're continuing it. What is the latest with that?
Maria, we have been fortunate to be able to teach our students face-to-face. We have a small portion of our student population attending our online Hemingway Academy, but most of our students are little by little coming back to face-to-face learning. Our district continues to practice safety protocol, which is always outlined in our back-to-school preparedness plan, and that can be viewed on our website. But we've had very little issues with positive cases in our building, and I'm hoping as vaccinations continue they're administered, that we look forward to be able to hopefully add more activities into the routine of our students through the next coming months.
That's Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools. With a look at what's happening in our community, I'm Walt Lindelaw.